This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Should free speech be a crime? Some people say yes. Some of those people are police officers. They've been arresting people for posting to Facebook and Twitter, let's just say, less than friendly things about their opinions regarding the police in this country. They're being targeted now for speaking out. We'll share that story with you. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Bud.
And Daryl.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun, we do, I believe, have Ralph. Actually, we will be having Ralph here. There's still something we're waiting on before we can put him on the line. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll get into the story about Facebook and Twitter, where police are arresting people for posting what they want about the police. First up, though, Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes, I'm glad that you get to me right away. Okay, right off the bat, I'm going to say this. What happened there in Dallas, Texas, is an act of racial terrorism. Okay? That being said, I'm of the opinion...
Racial terrorism? You're talking about whether the police were shot by a man, at least one man, allegedly?
By an animal, right. Okay. You know...
Well, why do you call him an animal? I mean, he was angry at the police for their oppression of people around the United States.
I kind of like wonder, right? I kind of like wonder with you white guilty. You depend, you know, animalistic tendency on people. But let me go on.
The what? The animalistic tendency? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Don't defend the man's actions. I think it was wrong. I think it was wrong what he did. But I don't call people animals because they're angry and they're lashing out. I mean, people are rightfully upset about the abuse of the police.
Let me go on. I'm of the opinion that the root cause, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, the root cause of the tension between the blacks and the police is black criminality. And, you know, white guilt...
No, the root cause isn't black criminality. The root cause is the police abusing peaceful people, the police arresting many innocent blacks and whites and Asians or whoever.
You don't allow me to finish.
We have had you on time and time again. Go ahead. We know what you're going to say.
I am of the opinion that black criminality, just like black bigotry, there's the complicity, there's the condoning of white guilt. With regard to that, I'm sick and tired of this already. I have to deal with you before I deal with you.
Look, dude, I don't have any white guilt here, okay?
You want to love our country, start up like a man. Let the we human country.
Okay, I don't understand a word.
I don't know what any of those words.
Are you, if they were, I don't know if they were English.
Were you speaking Filipino right there?
You're becoming like an animal, just like Obama.
well, at least he knows Obama.
All three of us in the studio tonight do have one thing in common with Barack Obama, and this was pointed out to me by a coworker of mine 8 years ago. We all have a white mother.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you not? So what kind of a mother do you have then?
He says he has a white mother, is what he said.
Oh, okay. But
just like Barack Obama, apparently.
But really, the
color of someone's skin is completely irrelevant, and you're the one who keeps bringing it up, Ralph. You're obsessed with the color of people's skin.
How about Obama bringing up the issue of race all the time?
You brought up Obama.
Yeah, I don't support Obama, okay? I don't support George W. Bush. And who, by the way, were both on the same stage yesterday at the Dallas Police Memorial, where they were actually, George Bush was dancing. Did you see that footage?
I saw that. It was weird.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The problem isn't with black criminality, as he is saying. People are upset because of the criminality of the police. If all the police were doing was arresting real criminals who are violent, let's say murderers, rapists, arsonists, you know, people that destroy property, other people who actually hurt other people, if that's all the police were doing, they would have friends of all colors, shapes, and sizes. People would appreciate that kind of work. Because most people don't appreciate violent thugs being in the streets, no matter what the color of their skin is.
Right. I don't like being kidnapped and told I have to pay, you know, a certain amount of money or I'm going to get thrown in a cage for a certain amount of time.
That's what just happened to you.
Exactly.
You had cannabis. The cops pulled you over when you were with Rich Paul, one of our other co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, and they arrested you for a cannabis charge.
Yep.
You didn't hurt anybody, but it's the fact that the police do that, and was it white cops?
It was
white cops,
yes.
You're a white guy. They went after you for this, just like they go after plenty of other people for
and
this.
And the funny thing is that the only reason you guys got caught is you decided, instead of driving down the street while smoking, we'll pull off into this rest area.
And be safe, so we're not, you know, causing maybe, you know, an accident somewhere or something. You know, it's really hard to smoke going 80 miles an hour.
The cops were, scoping out this area because they thought that people were selling heroin.
Right. They were waiting for someone. Yeah, there was a sting operation. They were waiting for people to come through, trafficking heroin and doing stuff in the parking lot.
But my point is, people are upset because the police continue to target innocent drug users, drug dealers, people who are peaceful. They're not harming other people. They target them with all this nonsense, all these trumped up charges. They extract thousands of dollars from them in obedience. Now, you did some community service, so you didn't end up paying the state, but you still had the inconvenience of having to go to court more than one occasion, which is 2 hours away.
Yep.
And
you were at court today.
Yeah, today I had to run out there because I couldn't get a hold of anybody for like the last 4 days.
And you had to hand them a piece of paper. You had to go all the way out there.
I had to drive 2 hours to drive and hand them a piece of paper.
So, I mean, this is what makes people angry at police. The fact that they, not just the fact that they're murdering peaceful people, there's that too. That's what's getting people out into the streets. But if it was like, if it was the police just every now and then accidentally killing the wrong person, that'd be one thing.
Maybe
but,
like it used to be.
But it's dozens, if not hundreds, I believe it was 1,000 last year of innocent people who were, their lives were taken by police.
And I believe it was 1,100. I've actually got the number pulled up in front of me right now. So far this year, the 13th day of July, there have been 624 people killed by police.
Yeah, they're on track to exceed last year, I think.
Last year, there was 1,208. In 2014, there were, and this is pulling up here, 1,111 since May 1st of 2013. During that year, there were 773. So there's already been well over 3,700 people killed by the police since May 1st of 2013.
That's got to be coming close to, like, the amount of deaths in the war. Like,
I believe it's over.
How is that not a problem?
If you don't include soldiers killing themselves, then that would be higher.
How is it that, you know, we can sit here and say, yeah, you know, you break these laws, it's a bad thing, blah, 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 and then be okay with the fact that, you know, okay, so we're going to incarcerate you, we're going to put you in a cage, blah, 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 and then you get out and you realize, okay, well, I'm not the only person who's having to go through this, and you see all these other people, you know, doing just regular stuff, not having a care in the world, you know, and doing stuff that makes them happy and things that really aren't affecting anybody else, and then all of a sudden, you know, these guys come and they take your money and they turn you upside down and they shake out. And
you're lucky if you keep your job or your house after those cops arrest you for the peaceful act.
Right, and then on top of it, I know that if I don't do this, I might get shot. Like, they might think that I'm trying to resist somehow or another.
And if you do comply with their every order, you still might get shot.
Yes.
There was a story that I was reading just a couple days ago to where the transcripts finally came out for an incident in, I think it was January or March of this year, where police in Arizona killed a man. The man was sobbing as he complied and said, "Please don't kill me." They told him to crawl across the floor. He reached to pull up his shorts because they were falling off, and they said, "Don't reach for your waistband," and shot him.
Jeez.
Sick. 855-450-FREEZE, our toll-free number. And so, of course, people are going to take to the internet and speak out about this. Now that's resulting in arrests. We'll tell you more about that on the way. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the air right here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And perhaps you've heard about insecurities with some of those online exchanges. You ever heard of MT Gox? It was one of the first major failures in the world of the Bitcoin online exchanges. I recently had one of the exchanges that I've used just within the last week. They got hacked, which is no fun when that happens, especially if you've got your assets tied up in those exchanges. Well, guess what? There's a much safer way to exchange digital assets like cryptocurrencies, and that is to keep them in your own wallets and use Shapeshift.io. It allows you to buy, exchange, and even trade your digital assets while keeping them safe. It's super easy to use. I've used it on more than one occasion, Shapeshift.io. Most recently, I wanted to change the altcoins that I had, like Litecoin and Namecoin, into Ether. So I used Shapeshift.io to do that, and it's super easy. There was no account that I needed to create. They don't even ask for your email address. It's an excellent website. It's got my unqualified endorsement, Shapeshift.io. That's Shapeshift.io. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Dodger is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Dodger.
Well, hi, Ian, Daryl, hey. And is that Bud there as well?
Yep, we got Bud. Go ahead.
All right, well, Bud, it sounds like you and I probably within a day of each other became victimless criminals, and I just wanted to call for a little update. I called and talked to Ian and Johnson last night and about my victimless crime of essentially flipping off a police officer. And so, you know, just a little update. I'm getting charged with disorderly conduct for that, and I decided to go down to the law library today, and I can't read this crap. I mean, seriously, gentlemen, I mean, this stuff is way over my head. So one thing I do know that I would like to do, and unfortunately I'm not going to have a chance to do it the day of the trial, which is August 25th, I'm not going to have a chance to go out there and do any sort of jury outreach because I'm supposed to be inside the courthouse at the time that
right.
the courthouse opens.
This is where having other liberty-minded people around can really assist with things.
Absolutely.
Which I, you know, highly recommend that libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people who love liberty, move to New Hampshire and get active. We've got people who will come. Like tomorrow, Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show is having a trial in Manchester. I'm going to travel all the way out there for it to support him and record video of the
as
trial.
You did with my court proceedings.
That's right.
And I think you actually handed out some outreach information at the arraignment, though.
I sure did. I made a double duty, so I made it really worth my while to go out there. It's no fun when you have to go to court alone, and that's the situation that people all around the country find themselves in. Sometimes it's hard to even get your own mother to come with you to court, or you know, even someone who's close to you, they're always busy or whatever, or they don't support you. Oh, you broke the law. You're a bad boy. You're going to have to go this one alone. But the people out there who love freedom, they will get behind you if they're in physical proximity to you. And the nice thing about being in New Hampshire is we've got a larger community of libertarians and voluntarists here than anywhere else in the world. So I just want to make that clear. I know you probably already know that, Dodger, but for anybody who's new to the show, they should be aware of that. But so you're saying you're having trouble reading the statutes, reading the code about the disorderly conduct charge?
Well, yes. I mean, it's all in some language I don't even understand. I mean,
like an actual foreign language, or it's just hard to understand.
Well, no. It's legalese, and
right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I tried to bury myself in some books. I tried to do some Google searches, and I think that I've got a list of precedences where whether appellate courts or the Supreme Court have essentially indicated the fact that flipping somebody off is, well, it's a First Amendment right. It doesn't matter if they have a badge or not. It's First Amendment right.
Right. Now the question is, what, and this is where I'm having the hardest problem, is what they define as disorderly conduct. And essentially, it sounds like pretty much if a cop gets mad at you for doing something towards them, it's disorderly conduct.
Yeah, the disorderly conduct statutes in most places that I've seen them are very vague, very nebulous. They're written in a way that they can be used as a catch-all charge for just what you said. If a cop doesn't like you and they want to hit you with something, they'll hit you with disorderly conduct. That doesn't mean that you couldn't put in a motion to dismiss. Now, this isn't legal advice. I'm not an attorney. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't put in a motion to dismiss, citing these cases that you're talking about and saying, look, you know, this is not disorderly conduct. This is freedom of expression and, you know, motion to dismiss. Here's all the case law that is supporting my argument. Whether the judge will dismiss it or not is another question. But at the very least, you get all your arguments into the record of the court at that point, and you can, in theory, appeal on any one of those.
What class misdemeanor was this for you? Is this a class B misdemeanor?
There's different classifications. They may not even have class A, class B in Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what class it is. It was a low enough class to where the court didn't even find the ability to give me a court-appointed attorney. So it has to be like one of the lowest classes of misdemeanors that one can get.
But what you told us before was that you can get a jury trial for this, so that's one difference between...
Oh, see, that's where I was going. Like, if you couldn't get the jury trial, then, you know, there's really... I mean, I feel like there's not much you can do aside from really try to fight your case, but it's up to the judge. It's
well, not, like, that's the thing. You know, a big question here is it going to be a better case in front of a judge or in front of a jury?
Right.
The judge would have the...
And that's what I'm trying to decide, because I was given the option of a jury trial or a bench trial. And I'm not exactly sure which one to take. I mean, I'd much rather, based on jury nullification, if I had people, and I know that there are pro-liberty organizations here, like the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition here in Michigan, but they're pretty much primarily on the east side of the state. And, you know, I know that, let's say...
Even with jury outreach, your odds with the jury... are, you know, a crapshoot at best. We've done some pretty consistent jury outreach here in New Hampshire and have had very, very limited results, even on trials where it was really obvious that the police had done wrong. A good example of that would be the occupiers in Manchester who went into a went into a park after 11 o'clock at night, were ordered to leave by the police. We showed, or the ACLU took the case, and they showed pretty clearly. They talked about jury nullification. They said this is a bad law. It's clearly unconstitutional. Banning somebody just because it's an arbitrary time of night from a park is ridiculous, and they made a real strong case, and we gave them jury nullification information, and they still found them guilty.
Still didn't care.
Nonetheless.
Well, the city council looked at this just a couple of years ago, and they didn't repeal it, so therefore it must be good.
Was that what one of the jurors said at the
end? The same lady that said that they would have convicted Gandhi.
Keep us in the loop, Dodger. Good luck out there.
I just wanted to ask, well, one of the reasons that I was calling was to ask that...
Hold the line, Dodger. Hold that thought then. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Bud.
And Daryl.
Back to the phones and to the fun. But first, want to tell you about my pillow and Daryl's pillow and Renee's pillow, and Mark's got one as well. These things have been fantastic. So far, MyPillow.com. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow. Maybe you've heard of this thing. Apparently, it's got a pretty solid advertising campaign behind it on television and elsewhere. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Your chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. So concentrate on the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. Now, there's really a lot of choices when it comes to the MyPillow, as far as not just the size, but also the fill level of the pillows. You can go to MyPillow.com, learn more about their product, and when you're ready, use code FTL and you will get a second pillow for no extra cost. Or if you want, I found this out by poking around their website, if you really just want one pillow, you can still use code FTL and you'll get it for half off. So
nice.
Pretty sweet. That's what you need to know when you go to MyPillow.com. The warranty on the pillow, 10 years. So it's going to last you. Plus, you can wash this thing. I've never owned a pillow. I could put it in the washer and dryer. This thing, you can do that with, which means you can keep it clean. Because those other pillows, who knows what kind of dust mites and little bugs or whatever it is that they're
stuff.
Gathering inside them over all those years. MyPillow.com, code FTL for the
discount.
I don't think
I've ever owned a pillow for 10 years.
All right. Well, some people hold on to them for a long time. This one, 10-year warranty. Let's go to the phones. Dodger had another question. He's facing a charge, criminal charge, of disorderly conduct for flipping off a cop there in, I think, in Michigan, Western Michigan. Go ahead, Dodger. You had another question.
Yes, actually, I just I know that you guys don't necessarily give legal advice, but based on your guys' experiences, and I would like to hear from all three of you based on this, should I stick with the jury trial, or do you think that it might be better off just going with the bench trial in front of a judge?
Allow me to ask this question that you might not have the answer to right now. If you opt for a bench trial, can you then do what they call a de novo trial before the jury?
Can you elaborate?
So here in New Hampshire, and I don't know if other states allow this or not, but I know New Hampshire does, they allow you to go before a judge with a bench trial for things that qualify for a jury.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, assuming that you're convicted, as you most likely will be, then you can request what's called a de novo, meaning
from the beginning,
completely new, so that the conviction in front of the judge is wiped clean, but you then know the prosecutor's playbook.
Right, you know what they're gonna, what witnesses they're gonna call, the questions they're gonna ask. I mean, they could change it somewhat between one trial and another, but generally,
but they're not gonna change it too much.
Right, generally, you'll get to see their evidence beyond just the discovery phase. So, the question is that available in Michigan? And I don't know who you would have to ask to find that out.
I've had exactly half a day of research on this after I got out of work today. I went down to the law library and tried to read through the legalese and wasn't able to make heads or tails of it. So I honestly don't know, Daryl.
Yeah, well, because if you do have that ability, then it makes sense to take the bench trial, because then you can go to a jury trial if you fail at the bench trial. In the case of what you're facing with the disorderly conduct charge, the judge may be better at looking at the other cases and saying, this is ridiculous, case dismissed, whereas a jury might be able to be persuaded that you are a bad boy and you've been naughty around the police, and the police are our heroes and our protectors, and it doesn't matter what the law says. We can't just allow people to be flipping the police off, otherwise it'll be anarchy, and so they'll find you guilty anyway.
But, I mean, of course, there's the other end of the spectrum where, who knows, maybe the judge might think you're guilty right off the rip because, you know, he's like that, and maybe you would have gotten better off with a jury. I mean,
well, certainly, the judge has, it's no skin off the judge's back to find you guilty,
right.
But some judges don't want to be overturned in an appeal.
Right,
so.
And if you do go to the bench, then if there is a de novo, then you can take that option.
I'm not sure if this makes much of a difference because I actually got to experience this judge for an entire day making rulings on cases, and there was one case that came in front of him. I'm not sure if this makes any difference at all, but he said that I could actually choose to have the case be seen in front of him. Like, I actually would be able to pick the judge that I'd get to have the case seen in front of, and somebody actually went in front of him and attempted to plead guilty. Then as soon as they gave the testimony, the judge actually looked at the lady and said, it sounds based on your testimony that you're not guilty, so I'm going to make you go to a jury trial or to a bench trial. And he actually seemed like he was in people's court almost, for lack of a better term, like he almost was more for the defendant. So I'm not sure, but that's something that,
or you know, maybe he was just actually doing his job and judging whether or not that this person has been committed a crime or wrongfully
This is a tough choice. Yeah. I wouldn't tell you to go any one way or another. Again, I can't give legal advice.
Right. None of us are lawyers. So.
But all that considered, generally judges are better at understanding the law. Now, whether that will help you or not in this circumstance is still just depends on the judge and you know, what the facts of the case are.
Right. There's a lot of variables that you need to know that you don't know right now and may never know.
Well, Dale, that definitely brought up a good point, something that I didn't think about. So at the very least, that gave me, I think, the ammunition that I need to go forward and to determine exactly what I need to do. So thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck, Dodger.
Good luck.
Keep us in the loop on that. Appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I would also recommend planning a move to New Hampshire where you can actually be around people who've got experience in the system. You know, there's plenty of us who've gone through the system at various different levels that can, can help out with explaining what it was like to go to criminal court or go to jail or go to prison or whatever and help make somebody's experience a little bit easier. It's not necessarily an easy thing to go through this anywhere. I'm not saying that being in New Hampshire is going to be a panacea for you, that all of a sudden everything is going to work out and that you're going to be able to get off the criminal charge. But at the very least, you won't have to do it alone. That's something that is a big difference here. And I highly recommend people go and check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration, which is a personal declaration of independence. And then you can start planning your move to get to New Hampshire. There are liberty-minded people all around the state who are natives and who've come in here for the Shire Society and other migrations as well. Let's go to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Brothers, Ian and Daryl.
And Bud. Bud's here too. Go ahead, Ricky.
And Bud. Yes, and that would be, if you don't mind me saying so, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
All right, then.
Thank you. I want to make a quick comment, but this is not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about being on the air from Pennsylvania. But I heard Ralph called in, and I remember my equation. My math was really good that night. That's what we need to do. We, all of us who listen, need to help Ralph. So he has his education and maybe remind him of it. And then I think already we probably have.
Help him with what?
Calling from New Jersey, as opposed to myself. And that's what I want to talk tonight, because I called from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I am a little bit clueless to how we're going to help Ralph. Are you saying we should help Ralph get out of get out of New Jersey? Because, I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Everybody should get out of New Jersey.
Hold on, Ricky. Hold on. I don't know where you're going with this. But we'll find out.
I don't think Ricky knows where he's going either.
We'll see if he can figure it out here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Bring up what's on your mind. Cops arresting people in the United States now for posting on Facebook and Twitter recently. It's Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll tell you more about what has happened with people being arrested for their posts on Facebook and Twitter. Certainly not the first time things like that have happened. It's just the most recent iterations of it after the shootings of police in Detroit, or excuse me, not Detroit, in Dallas last week. It was people in Detroit who've been arrested. We'll tell you about that. Toll-free number 855-453, not just Detroit, but elsewhere. The arrests are happening in a variety of places. But first, we go back to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, what was it that you were driving at there? Because we were all super confused, which isn't unusual for your calls.
Pennsylvania, as opposed to someone in New Jersey who goes under the Constitution of the United States, because it's a union state. In Pennsylvania, we ratified our Constitution. We are the second in the country that did it 5 days after Delaware. When I talk on the air, I to a T follow Sector 7 of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and that overrides the First Amendment. But it goes hand in hand pursuant to Section 25 and 26.
No one knows what you're talking about.
I didn't think there was anything that overrode the Constitution.
Daryl's like a Constitution dude, and he lived in Pennsylvania, and he looks confused.
Well, because Pennsylvania already seceded, and they ratified their Constitution 5 days after Delaware created theirs. We became
what
a Commonwealth.
What are you talking about? Pennsylvania seceded. When did that happen?
Because we are 1874, I believe it was, or something of that nature. I believe it was of that area. It was 5 days
after
Delaware.
So you can't be a Commonwealth unless you secede?
Somebody needs to tell that to Massachusetts, Virginia, Kentucky.
So you're saying Pennsylvania seceded from the United States in the late 1800s?
Correct. And what it comes down to is there is no, the Commonwealth and the states, there's no territories left. The last one that was eligible. That was
no, there's a bunch of territories. There's Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa.
That's not what I mean, Darryl. I mean the last one that was eligible as far as a territory in the world was the Philippines that used the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in the 1930s as a carrier to become part of the Commonwealth of Nations. Now, their Commonwealth is different than ours because we go by our constitution. Okay, in Pennsylvania, they have their own constitution, but they are a Commonwealth. Uh-huh. Of the Commonwealth.
What's the point? I mean, what is the point? Why should anyone?
He's just throwing out weird legal buzzwords and making it up as he goes along.
I'm not Darryl, but I'll tell you what the point is.
I know you're not Darryl. You're Ricky.
I know that.
So what is Pennsylvania being a Commonwealth state have anything to do with Ralph?
Nothing. Nothing.
Because in New Jersey, he can talk his racism. If he was in Pennsylvania at the union level with the FCC, he could.
You don't
do
think
it.
He would be as racist there or talk about racism?
Oh, he would be.
So what's the difference?
He would probably be more racist in Pennsylvania.
No, the people of the Commonwealth, I'm talking the legislature and everyone in it would come after him.
So wait, there's no freedom of speech in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
There is, but keeping with...
Sounds like freedom of speech to me.
Keeping with Sector 7. If somebody could pull it up, I'd appreciate it, because I don't see good.
Sector 7.
Of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Do they really call them sectors in the Pennsylvania?
I don't think they do.
Commonwealth?
In the document, it does. It's referred to...
Sector 7. Sounds like a spaceship or something.
Please report to Sector 7.
It's pretty crazy sometimes when you talk about the Union and the Commonwealth. I heard your show earlier.
So why are they going to come after Ricky exactly? You said there's freedom of speech.
Ralph.
Well, the people would, because if he was a resident of the Commonwealth.
So wait, a mob of people would lynch after him?
Because every citizen has the right under Section 20 to petition.
Sector 20?
It's actually Sector 20, but...
Sector 20?
No, I'm looking at the Pennsylvania Constitution right now. It's section.
So what is Section 7, then? What does Section 7 have to do with...
Section 7, freedom of press and speech. The printing press shall be free to every person who may undertake to examine the proceedings of the legislature or any branch of government, and no law shall ever be made to restrain the right thereof. The free communication of thoughts and opinions is one of the invaluable rights of man, and every citizen may freely speak, write, and print on any subject, being responsible for the abuse of that liberty. No conviction shall be had in any prosecution for the publication of papers related to the official conduct of officers or men in public capacity, or to any other matter proper for public investigation or information, where the fact that such publication was not maliciously or negligently made shall be established to the satisfaction of the jury.
Too many words. It said free speech in there earlier.
Yes.
I mean, it kind of sounds like the exact opposite of what you're saying, man. It sounds like they would absolutely let Ralph have a good time there.
If you could, Section 25.
No, I've had enough. Thanks for the call, Ricky. You go lynch somebody. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Section 25, to guard against the transgressions of the high powers that we have delegated, we declare that everything in this article except out of the general powers of the government shall forever remain inviolate.
Okay. Let's go on.
I don't know how that relates to Ralph in New Jersey.
Well, you should have read
Pennsylvania being...
Maybe it makes sense in Sector 20.
Right. See, if you had actually found the real Pennsylvania Constitution, which has sectors instead of sections...
Oh, so it's not the one that's on the state.pa.us.
Right.
Or Google or anything.
It's right, but that's the official website for Pennsylvania.
Well, they've got you fooled.
It's the Keystone Commonwealth, man, not the Keystone State.
Dude, I used to live there. They used the term state and commonwealth interchangeably.
I mean, like, mostly any place that...
Penn State University, not Penn Commonwealth.
All right, let's...
There's no freaking difference between a state and the commonwealth.
Oh, boy, you're just making... Somebody's really mad now hearing you say that. Let's go to Rob in Virginia, listening to WSVG in
also a commonwealth, hey, meaning Rob. That he's not under the Constitution because something that Ricky said.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, greetings from Sector 7 of the Commonwealth. Yeah, we're not subject to the Constitution of the U.S. or anything. Hell, we can't tell you who you can marry. The state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, doesn't have a single law that the federal government hasn't stomped on. But that's not what I'm calling about. I'm talking about another sector, which is, do you want a judge or do you want a jury?
Mm, yeah, good question.
And what that really breaks down to, well, you know, perfect lawyer answer is on the one hand and then on the other hand. Both parties, a judge or a jury, have to fall into what I think is one of the two philosophies of how to conduct yourself in the courtroom. And that is, do you follow the law and interpret the law, or do you just do whatever the hell you want you think is right? Because I think a good judge will follow the law because that's their role. If they want the law changed.
In theory, yes, you would hope that they would.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, lots of times I've seen judges say, I do not want to hand down this sentence. This is a manifest injustice, but my hands are tied. That's what the law is. You know, it's a third strike. I have to give you 5 years for that can of beans you stole from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so.
Well, it's very black and white to them. Either you did it or you didn't. Either you broke the law or you didn't break the law. It doesn't matter. Any sort of in-between context, it's irrelevant.
And then the other, well, and that's kind of what a judge is for, to have a human factor in there. But then the other thing is I've seen a million judges that are just, you know, they're that, well, I'm on a radio, they're that lawyer that everyone hates that you make all the judges about, that make all the jokes about. Then because they had enough political influence, somebody put a black dress on them. And suddenly they're inviolable, kind of religious, you know, almost like a priest, you know, that can change. Now they can change the bread and wine into the actual body of Christ.
Right. Well, manifestation of power does that to people.
Yeah, that they're just not that their power has gone to their heads, but just suddenly society is supposed to view judges as these, you know, detached. I mean, look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's a lunatic. The place would be terrible if presidential choice A. I'm leaving the country if Trump gets elected. Any other judge in the world would be thrown out. All I'm saying is you're not great when it takes you from a lawyer to a judge by throwing a dress on.
Okay. But what about should the guy facing a charge for disorderly conduct for flipping a cop off, should he go with a judge or should he go with the jury?
Well, you know, you've got to, you know, if you're in rural Virginia where I am, you're going with a judge all day long. Because you got law and order, God and country,
right.
Gary Falwell type people. They're like the police, or you know, and so you're going with a judge, and you hope that he's heard of those law things for that Constitution dealing mob.
On the other hand, if you can get just one juror to vote not guilty, you've got a hung jury. So, you know, is it easier to convince 1 out of 12 or a professional?
Yeah.
It's a tough question. I don't know if you got more to share. You can, though, if you'd like, Rob. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.